This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hello, feline friends. This is your show host for Catitude, Michelle Fern. And, you know, hey, on Catitude, a lot of what we stand behind and believe in is giving back. You know, reaching out to the shelters and finding different ways to give back. And I am beyond excited because I have a very famous cat rapper back on Catitude, and he's just done some fabulous things that were able to benefit two very well-known and very fantastic cat organizations that do so much for their communities. Now, I'll be right back. Hey everyone, Michelle Fern here. You know how they say you are what you eat? Well, guess what? Same is true for your fur babe. I have a grandpa dog, as I call him. Mr. Z is now 14. And over the years, you know, he's had his issues, but lately he's had a lot of allergies. And I've recently put him on a Solid Gold diet, and I have noticed a major difference. And right now, Solid Gold is offering an amazing offer to all of our listeners. Yep, by visiting solidgoldpet.com/petlife for 30% off your first order. Go ahead and take advantage of this great offer.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'd like to introduce, and I should have a drum roll or something, like a brrr, but I'm not good at that, but drum roll for I Am Mo Show, so the cat rapper. So welcome back to Catitude. Great to have you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me. How are you?
I am great. I'm so excited to have you back. If there's a couple people out there that don't know who you are, I want you to share that. But you were able to, through your video, your double duty video, you did something through a major company in collaboration with a major company, and you not only surpassed the amount of views that they were asking for to in order to make this goal, but you doubled it. You blew their minds. So tell us a little about that. Probably you could probably do a lot better job than I did. But tell me before that, tell people, what are you about, I Am Mo Show, for people that don't know? I Am Mo Show, the cat rapper.
Yeah, well, I Am Mo Show, I'm the cat rapper. I rap about my cats. I have five cats. I have DJ Ravioli, Lil Parmesan, Black Savage, Mega Ma'am, and Queen Sushi. We just represent peace, love, and positivity. And yeah, I just spread the cat love to everyone. And that's pretty much what I do. I just, encourage people to be the best person that they could be and to love their animals. And I try to educate the kids and the adults on the importance of loving your cat and all of those type of things.
And you're being a little modest, I think, because you've done a lot for giving back to organizations. And I know that you did a collaboration with Arm & Hammer, and you did previously with Slide. And this time you did it with their double duty litter.
Yes. So this time we first video we did was the Arm & Hammer Slide. And then this time we came with double duty. And we wanted to get the goal of 2 million views. And if we got those 2 million views, we were going to donate $10,000 to Cat Adoption Team, which is a place I love to go and visit all the kitties and help get adopted. And we put out the video. So we was hoping that that the fans would watch it, 2 million times, a million views, so we could get the $10,000. Well, lo and behold, we were shocked. We were blown away. We actually got 9 million views. And because of the 9 million views, we were actually able to donate $20,000 is Arm & Hammer, and we were actually able to donate $20,000 to Cat Adoption Team, and just to be able to help out all the kitties and to fight for all the causes has just been wonderful. So I thank all of the people out there for exceeding our goals. It's amazing. Thank you to all the cat people.
And then you also were able to donate to Act Philly as well, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. So that was $20,000 went to Cat Adoption Team, and then also an additional $20,000 went to Act Philly as well. And yeah, just to be able to be a part of that and help build that and make that happen is just it's just feels really good to be able to help out the kitties.
Well, I think it's amazing what you do, because I know you're all behind, you know, you have your, first of all, I don't know how you do it, because you have your kitties in your videos, and you have some well-trained kitties, and you have a great variety, too, because you have a ginger, you have an all-black one, you mm-hmm. have a, you have Sphinx, which mm-hmm. are my new favorite, I want one, and for anybody out there that has not watched an I Am Mo Show cat rapper video, what are you waiting for? Watch them, because not only are they entertaining and Moshe, you rap like fabulous, but you have your cats are just, I mean, they're like little stars too, you know, so they don't take a, like all the attention away from you, but they're really talented. So for, if anybody out there that has not watched an IMO show cat rapper video, watch one, and then you're going to be hooked, and you're going to watch all of, want to watch all of them. So I think that's awesome what you did. It's fantastic. I am so excited for you. Now we're going to take a really short break, and when we come back, we're going to talk to the Cat Adoption Team in Act Philly and see what this meant for each of the organizations. We'll be right back. Hey everyone, Michelle Fern here. I have discovered a great brand called Dr. Elsie's. They are truly focused on your cat. One of their mottos is, we've always put ourselves in our pet's paws. I just love that. And did you know the number one behavioral reason that cats are either abused, abandoned, or returned to shelters is doing their number ones and number twos outside the litter box? Yep. And let me tell you, I have been dealing with that for quite a while with one of my kitties, Charlotte. I have a multi-cat household like so many of you. And no matter what I tried, she refuses to use the litter box. And I have tried everything. Nothing worked. And then I found out about Dr. Elsie's Cat Attract. Now, most cats are not that picky, but almost every household has a Charlotte, and that cat will be persnickety about using the litter box with other cats. Well, Dr. Elsie's Cat Attract is a product that helps bring cats like my persnickety Charlotte back to using the box. And Dr. Elsie's is so positive that you will love their product. They're going to offer a rebate and pay up to $20 for your first bag of any Dr. Elsie's litter. You can visit drelsies.com/catitude and print out the rebate form or fill it out online. I will also have it on my Instagram, which is @catitude17. Give Dr. Elsie's Cat Attract litter a shot. You will not regret it. Happy cat, mom. Happy cat.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. We are talking to I Am Mo Show cat rapper, and also we're going to be talking to Karen Green, who is the executive director of the Cat Adoption Team in Oregon, and Blake Martin, who's the director of communications for Act Philly. They both were the recipients of the donation that was from the success of the video that I am Mosho did for Double Duty Cat Litter by Arm & Hammer. So, Karen, Blake, I'm always like so excited when people are do things for, you know, organizations that do cat rescue, cat adoptions, and all of that, because it's expensive and there's so many cats out there that need, you know, to be helped. So, Karen, what did this mean for your organization?
Well, we were just thrilled to be able to work with I Am Mosho and Arm & Hammer on this project. We take in cats who are homeless or sick or injured and help them get all fixed up and ready to find new homes every year. And this donation from Arm & Hammer, so we knew that the video had far exceeded the goal views, and we're expecting the $10,000 donation. We were just shocked that they ended up doubling that donation with the $20,000, and that's going to have such a great impact. One of the largest expenses that we have for our cats is really in the medical area. So a lot of the cats that come to us need treatment for illnesses in particular, and almost all of them needs to be spayed or neutered. They need their vaccines, they need microchips. So there's a lot of medical expense. So we're going to use that $20,000 to go toward our hospital and medical expenses and foster care to really help those cats that come to us get back on their feet and get ready to go be successful in their new homes.
Oh, that's wonderful. And Blake, how is the donation going to help ACT Philly?
So I'm going to tell you, first off, let me say thank you from our community cat coordinator and our feline coordinator who couldn't be on the call today, but they both were ecstatic. In talking to everyone, you know, one of the plans is we're in the city of Philadelphia. There are over 400,000 kind of cats out in the community, not just, you know, referring to community cats. So we've kind of got three places we're looking to kind of put it. We're going to put some towards TNR. We actually just did a trap neuter return clinic that was free to anyone who brought the cat last weekend. We were able to spay and neuter 267 community cats over the course of a weekend, completely volunteer team of veterinarians. Obviously, there's still medical costs for the different materials, but so we're going to put it towards some of our TNR programs and continuing to be able to offer that to the citizens of Philadelphia. Another piece is going to be to continue to create a better experience in our shelter for our feline residents by kind of sprucing up the kennel space, kind of getting some additional things to make the cats more comfortable, to make their stay more comfortable, because at the end of the day, when they are more comfortable in their kennels and they're able to kind of be more comfortable in their space, they're going to show significantly better and people are going to be able to really identify that perfect addition to their family, because, you know, sometimes it's harder to see because we all know, you know, cats can be a little shy or they don't always show their true personality right away. So, you know, we want to put them in the best place to succeed. And then that kind of third piece is going to be that medical, same as Karen said. It's every cat that comes in, even if it's completely healthy, still needs that oftentimes the spay, neuter, the vaccinations, the microchip, and that everything, you know, everything comes at a cost. So, you know, putting that out there. So one, we get these cats out there vaccinated, healthy, ready to go, where they're not reproducing. And two, you know, with those microchips where they can just kind of, if God forbid they get lost, they're able to make their way back to, you know, the people that love them and care about them.
Well, that's great. Now, I am Osha. I want to ask you.
What's up?
What did you, I mean, I know that you must have been floored about, you know, how the views were. I wouldn't be floored. I mean, you're awesome. So I would just, you know, well, of course, you know, but the $9 million is huge and it was in a record amount of time. So how excited were you when you heard that they were, Arm & Hammer was going to double the amount?
You know, it's just a great feeling. I was really excited, especially. You can deal with a lot of things and people say like stuff like you don't help or you don't contribute and stuff like that. So to be able to be a part of something and actually get the job done, especially do something for a place where I live. You know, I live in Portland, Oregon, and to be able to do something for the city that I actually live in, you know, it's unspeakable. And actually to be able to help out ACT Philly as well. You know, my mom's really proud of me and this is what I set out to do. I always wanted to do things like this. And, you know, I'm always fighting and doing my part and trying to educate people through my books that I have, like Adopt a Cat and all of my books that I publish. And I always try to, you know, help people out. And to be able to actually see that you are making a difference, it's just been you know, very wonderful. And I'm thankful because people don't have to support you. And the fact that I have a lot of people fighting for me and supporting me is I can't thank them enough. So I just want to say thank you to everybody out there.
Well, we thank you as well. And I know this is kind of like, you know, kind of winging it, but can you give us a little rap about Double Duty, maybe a couple of sentences?
Okay. All right. Cat lit a time, got a double duty. Eliminating noses for my fuddy cutie. Cat lit a time, got a double duty. Eliminating noses for my fuddy cuties. Cool cat, solid clumps, more cats is what we want. Cool cats, solid clumps, more cats is what we want.
Woo! I loved it. Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay, now I want everyone that's listening, if they want to find out more about your organizations and IMO Show, where they can find out more. So IMO Show, where can people find out more about you, your books, your, I think you have some records, your videos, everything. Where can they find out more?
Okay, you can follow me on all of my social medias at IMO Show. If you want to listen to any of my albums, you can download all of my albums on all streaming platforms. That is at IMO Show. And if you want to buy any of my books, all five of my books, I have three coloring books, a How to Draw Cats books featuring all types of breeds of cats, how to draw. And I also have my newly adopted cat lyrical bedtime storybook for children. You can order all of those from Amazon, and you can find me on the interwebs.
Okay. And Karen, where can people find out more about the cat adoption team?
Our website is a great place to start, catadoptionteam.org. You can also look for us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter by searching for Cat Adoption Team. And I just want to take a quick opportunity and really thank IMO Show for connecting us with this opportunity. We didn't have a relationship with Arm & Hammer before, and it was really his advocacy and through our friendship with him that we were able to participate in this partnership, and we're really grateful for that.
Thank you.
And Blake, where can people find out more about ACT Philly?
Absolutely. You can go to ACT Philly, ACTPhilly.org, and it's also ACTPhilly on all the social media platforms. And I also would like to, I'd like to thank Max Fund with Steve from the Preston and Steve Show, who helped set us up with IMO Show and Arm & Hammer. It seriously, it means the world to us. You know, we're the only open intake shelter in Philadelphia, taking close to just cats alone, in cats alone, close to 12,000 cats every year. But they're often kind of the forgotten animal, it feels like, to some people. And to have people out there advocating for cats the way you all are, it means the world to me. I had heard of IMO Show from before I worked at ACT, when I was just a cat rescue person. So to be able to actually, you know, be on the other side of this project has been really cool for me personally. And we appreciate it a lot.
Well, I'm so excited for all of you. And, you know, all of you are doing a huge part in giving back to the feline, the cat community, all the rescues that are out there. And from all of us at Catitude and Pet Life Radio, thank you for all you do, because it's not easy. And there's so many cats out there that need what all of you are giving. So I just want to thank all of you from Catitude and Pet Life Radio. And also thank you all for being on Catitude.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much for having us.
Oh, I love this show. I love when there's some, you know, a great show about giving back. And first, I would like to thank IMO Show, the cat rapper, for creating the video and the rap for Double Slide in conjunction with Arm & Hammer, and getting so many wonderful views and being able to work with Arm & Hammer so that there would be a great donation, actually a double donation, to Karen Green, the director of the Cat Adoption Team, executive director of Cat Adoption Team, and to Blake Martin, the director of communications for ACT Philly. So thanks to you all. Enjoy the donation. I know they will go to great cause. And please take a listen to IMO Show, the cat rapper. He has some, if you love cats, even if you're new to rap, you will like this. I'm telling you, you will like this. And his cats are all featured, and there's nothing like it. So I hope you enjoy. And besides thanking my fantastic guests, my cat crew, which is Dennis and Molly and Charlotte and Sammy and Jethro and Jazz, well, they all watched Double Duty, the Double Duty IMO Show cat video, and loved it. Although they're not as talented as IMO Show's kitties. And I'd like to thank, of course, my guests, Karen Green, Blake Martin, and IMO Show, the cat rapper. And of course, thanks to everyone listening to Catitude. You make us one of the best cat podcasts out there. So thank you. And of course, thank you to my amazing producer, Mark Winter, for making me and my guests sound amazing. Now, go have a wonderful time with your kitties and keep listening, because you never know what's coming up on Catitude.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.